and welcome to the Farmers I Know podcast. I'm Carolyn Hirschhahn. This is the show dedicated to conversations with the people that are growing food to nourish their communities. The farmers I know let their values on how the earth and people should be treated lead the way. It's season two, and the farmers this season are growing in the DMV, which is short for the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, where I grew up. Today, I'm talking with Kurt Canada. He's passionate about growing food and building community. I met Kurt the same way I've met so many of my guests, at a farmer's market. But I didn't meet Kurt as a vendor. The first time I ever worked at a farmer's market, Kurt seemed to appear out of thin air, sitting right next to me at the information booth. He'd been helping to run that market for a long time, and we immediately connected over our love of teaching through gardening. As I spent more time with him, I discovered that he loved to learn as much as he loved to teach. He has two masters, one in education from American University, and one in social work from the University of Iowa, and still to this day takes courses at Harvard Medical School on nutrition and treating cardiometabolic diseases. He's also the founder of 31 Cranberries, which is a holistic lifestyle brand on healthier living for a healthier planet.
31 Cranberries is a community, and it's more of a message or a mantra that living healthier is eating healthier. If you just follow that, that's what 31 Cranberries is.
You can find more about 31 Cranberries on Instagram and Twitter. Even though I believe every school should have a garden, it's not as easy as it sounds. You really need the right person. And Kurt is that person. It's more than a job. He's really formed a community around this garden.
I work as a school gardener here at Stoddard Elementary School, but I tell the kids my job is an earth worker. So one of the kids said to me, Mr. Canada, we can start an earth worker club. And guess what? Mr. Canada is going to start an earth worker club with this group of students. They want to be in the earth worker club. We have all these other clubs going on, but now they want to be in the earth worker club because we're working to save the earth.
I love that. Oh my gosh. I love that. They really took a concept that you were instilling in them and realized that they could form a club and take action through that.
When we spoke a few months back, Earth Day was coming up, and I asked him what he had planned.
But I was sitting having breakfast the other morning, and I was saying, oh my God, I was sitting there, and I was wondering what I was going to talk about for Earth Day. And I came up with the fact, my desire is to feed myself healthy food so that I can be healthy and all those good things, and so putting great things in my body. And then for a moment, I sort of thought, Earth Day. What are we feeding the Earth? What are we feeding? What are we placing? What kinds of things are we placing in her body, in her belly? And if you notice, we know what we're placing in her belly because she's belching. I'm going to say that she's belching like hell, and she's throwing up all over the place, and her body temperature is all sorts of out of whack, and the land is splitting all over the place, and we don't know what's going to happen in terms of our climate. Globally speaking. So I thought, okay, I have my message. And so there's some things we can do. So the question came up with, what are some unhealthy things that we're doing? What are some unhealthy things that you know that you're doing? What are some unhealthy things that your family are doing at home? So what are some healthy things that you're doing? What healthy foods are you eating? What healthier things are we doing for the earth? What kind of healthier things that are sustainable for us, that are also sustainable for the earth and for our planet, you know? So in terms of a sustainable diet, what types of things are gonna be grown that's not gonna take so much energy that is gonna deplete our atmosphere? Mm-hmm. So all those things are so important. So in these kids, this is what they learn here at Stoddard Elementary School. And I gotta say that because I gotta put this in here because that's where I work and that's what I do.
We talked more about sustainable diets and all that goes into that. And that if we want to create a truly sustainable food system, it has to include human rights as well.
I think of sustainable diets, it includes paying people what they deserve, you know, to work on these farms.
Yeah.
You know, these people out here working in this heat and everything and in the conditions and whatever, we need to, if we're going to bring about food for the marketplace at these places called Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and all these places, or Safeway for that matter, Giant, we need to also make sure that these people are represented. Not just a label on a can or something that you never hear about, and maybe a story on that product about these people who are doing these kinds of things. Also making sure that they're getting adequate health care, adequate monies to take care of their families, and housing. And all these things are so important. We can do this.
Absolutely.
And that's what sustainability is.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about how you incorporate that into your lessons.
In the garden, a friend of mine gave me a bench, like last summer, and she, here in the neighborhood, and they wasn't, we're gonna use it for anything, and they wanted to get rid of it, and so I said, well, I'll take it. And so I brought it down here and I placed it in the garden. So it was during the protest for the killing of George Floyd. And also during that time, John Robert Lewis, he was his health was failing him. And so, and I was just sitting down one day and I'm thinking, I'm gonna take this bench and I'm gonna name it John Robert Lewis Memorial Bench. And so it sits in our garden, as a part of our garden, as a part of a growing garden, and that's what gardens are all about. In other words, as things are moving along around us, plant-wise, whether you're growing grass in your yard, you're growing a certain type of seed, there's also sorts of things that are going on around us that we can improve upon also and make better. So I have the John Robert Lewis bench in the garden, and it has on there good trouble. So I figure what I'm doing is actually good trouble.
I love that. And to your question about, you know, when people are asking, like, why have a garden? Like, how is that connected to all that? You know, and like, why cultivate this space? What you're really showing people is an entire food system done in a sustainable and ethical way. So when you see a food system that deviates from the models that you're showing, they can identify that, like, wait, we didn't spray things on our food. We didn't do this, we didn't do that. And what you're really doing is modeling how the food system can look on a local level, but also how it should really look on a global scale too. And so young people are gonna grow up being able to identify that. And I think that's really important.
As you can probably tell just from our conversation already, the lessons Kurt teaches take young people from the most macro, global, theoretical topics all the way to the most tangible, literal, right under your feet kind of subjects.
Our entire focus is on the soil quality.
Yeah.
You know, soil health. And we talk about the fact that if our soil is healthy, then our plants are healthy. If our plants are healthy, we're healthier. And then if our plants are, we're healthier, then our environments are going to be also healthier.
I'd love to walk around now and take a look at some of the things you have in the garden.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's just be careful of the cords here. I'm going to bring it around with us. Mm-hmm. And then, since they can't see it, maybe you could just describe some of the things, some of the different sections that you have.
Well, what we have right now, the kids call this the tickle tunnel. What we have here is native plants in our garden here.
So and that makes it the tickle tunnel.
Yeah, and so the kids call it the tickle tunnel because it grows up so tall and whatever. So, for example, we have some columbine in here. This guy here, elderberry.
That's
some elderberry. And I love just throwing seeds and see what they'll do.
Yeah.
I threw some sweetgrass in here. And hopefully it will come up, along with the columbine. We have columbine, which you see on the end here. If you had a picture, you could see that. When we're not growing things in the fall, what I'll do is we'll plant what we call a cover crop.
Yeah.
So we'll put in chickweed.
Yeah.
And we'll put in some other things in here, basically to replenish the soil, keep it enriched and everything, and keep the carbon within the soil so it's not escaping into the environment. The atmosphere. So we do a
lot
of
crops. That's so important.
So we're doing that, and the kids know what kids are involved in also.
When you are teaching, is there anything that you find that kids are really, really surprised about, or they just totally flip for, or are just really shocked to learn?
One is they're surprised about me.
What are they surprised about?
Well, they come in here and I'm excited. So they come in the same way now. We're always looking at something different. You can never go in here and say, oh, you're bored. There's always something to look at. There's always something to observe, you know, to measure or to wonder what happened here.
Yeah.
I even allow them sometimes to use my iPhone to magnify, to go looking around for different types of bugs that or insects that
Very
may be
cool.
good for our plants. It may not be good for our plants. And so we'll talk about it. So we'll find something and then we'll look it up and find out what it is.
They're engaged.
Oh, they're very much engaged. And it's more than just going digging up a worm. In the beginning, sometimes kids just want to come in and they want to dig for worms. We need to have respect for them. You know, leave them in the bed. They're in the bed. They're at work doing things to help us. So we leave them alone.
Yeah.
In here now, they're excited about our newly built greenhouse. This is going to extend our gardening program, you know, and also germination of seed and acceleration of plants.
Oh,
and also we have different types of houses. So we have a house, like a greenhouse, and someone's going to paint the word greenhouse on it. But we also are using more of a tubular tunnel type of house, a grow tunnel. Some people call them grow tunnels.
Yeah, right? It's like a mini high tunnel.
Mini high tunnel, grow tunnel. So we have in there, and they learn the relationship. They learn the relationship of having, you know, growing within a closed space, how to accelerate plant growth. So that's really big here. Acceleration of plant growth, how to do that. Transplantation of our seedlings are important. And most and foremost, as I said before, is making sure we have healthy soil. We got to start there first. We start there first. We can't go wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I told the kids that they remember nothing about the garden or anything about gardening, is that our planet is one big garden. So if you see the planet as being a garden, then you're going to see it as ongoing all the time.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Next time on The Farmers I Know, I go out to Kaleva Farms to talk to another educator named Max Hart. Plus, I get to hang with a ton of baby pigs, so you won't want to miss it. Until then, check us out on Instagram, @TheFarmersIKnow. And don't forget to rate and subscribe to help this project grow. Thank you so much for listening.